A hug or two. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A hug or two. Did you ever have a hug or two? How many of us get enough hugs? How many of us give enough hugs? How many of us are party to sharing hugs? Far too few. Far too few. We have 24 hours in the day. And if we give one or two hugs during that time, we feel very good. We feel very wonderful. I love taking a walk with my dog Rex, my golden retriever. He's a big, beautiful guy, and he tells me when I am to give him a hug. He doesn't just let me hug him when I want to hug him, which is often, but as we're walking along, he will come and walk right between my legs from the front to the back and leave his back end standing there out in front of me so that I can hug him and so I can pet him and so I can snuggle him. And then he'll stand beside me and he'll lift up his eyes and big brown eyes and look at me and say, you know, I love you. You're wonderful. And wag his tail and I'll reach down and hug him. Wagging his tail seems to be an indication that he wants to be hugged. And so I hug him. And I hug him. Now, I do not feel my dog is possessing me. I do not feel my dog is trying to control me. I don't feel any of those things. It could be. When a dog starts coming in and wanting it more and more and more, then he's getting in control. Maybe he needs it. Maybe he needs a hug, just like maybe we need the hug, too. But I hug him, and when he feels like when I feel like I've had enough, I just put my palm of my hand down and say, okay, I love you, and walk on my way. And he comes from behind and jumps up and down and says, that was great, that was great. And then he dashes on his way looking for adventures. Dogs can teach us a great deal about how to hug and how to have relationships. Because when I reach down to hug my dog, I am giving him my blessing, and I'm telling him how much I love him. I reach to him, and I say, Rex, you're wonderful. Rex, you're fantastic. Now, if he's in the mood for hugging, he'll look up at me, he'll say, yeah, that's right, and he'll snuggle close to me, and he'll walk close to me, and he'll make me almost trip on his feet as we walk together. And he's just a loving, wonderful dog. And then, when that time is done, when I have other things to do, I'll say, okay, pal, sit down, relax. And then he sits down for a moment and then goes and gets a toy and goes and relaxes and takes care of his own enjoyment. Hugging is not a 100% thing that we do all day long. We may think about it, but we do it just now and then. We do it like Rex coming up to us and saying, I'm ready for a hug. I don't need it. I'm ready for a hug. I don't need it. I'm ready for a hug, and I love it. And we give them the hug. When our children come up and they want a hug, we give them a hug. We don't think that they're possessing us or they're controlling us or they're owning us. They're smart because when they want a hug and we give them a hug, we're giving our attention to them at that moment more than we are to ourselves or to anybody else in the family. And we're giving them full 100% attention, and we're in love with them. And, hey, we don't need to think that they're manipulating us, that they want something. If we feel that way, that's us that wants something. That's us that has trained ourselves to think that every time you go for a hug, or every time you give a kiss, or every time you say something nice to another person, you're trying to manipulate them or trying to get something from them. And this is really not true at all. It's not true at all. To love, to hug, to do this is wonderful. In my seminars, I oftentimes give people hugs at the door. I'll stand at the door and hug the people coming out. Sometimes there's 50, sometimes there's 100, sometimes there's several hundred. And as they come out of the room, out of the lecture room, they all want a hug. And many of the women will leave their purses in the room and then come back in the room to get their purse, and then, of course, come out and have another hug. And they're smart. I don't mind. I don't mind. People often say, come on, let's go have a cup of coffee. It's going to be a while before Herb's done there. And that's true. It's going to be a while before Herb's done there because Herb is not rushing. Herb loves to give hugs. Herb gives sound, secure, wonderful hugs. You know you've been hugged. Sometimes a little bit too tight. Relax. Don't hug me so tight. And why do I hug people tight? Why do I hug them as though their hugging was going out of style? Because they are not used to hugging that way. They're used to having somebody just pat them on the cheek and say, I love you, instead of hugging them firmly and say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. A good, secure hug makes a person feel that they are wanted, they are loved, and they are appreciated. A sort of a dilettante hug, it doesn't really mean too much. It's okay, but it doesn't really mean too much because you're afraid to give a secure hug because you think it might be misunderstood. Oh, my hugs are often misunderstood. People think that I love them more than somebody else or that I think they're more wonderful than somebody else, and then they want whatever they feel other people are getting. If they see other people getting hugs and getting attention, they want to come and get attention too. And they say, well, you don't give me attention. And I say, you don't come and get it. You don't take it. You don't let me. So many women I have hugged, and as I've given them hugs, they sort of fade away a little bit. They say, oh, that's so tight. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, my, my, my. And yet they come back again and again and again because nobody in their world gives them such a secure hug, neither their husband, their wives, their children, nobody in their world. And why? Because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to give secure, wonderful hugs that are saying to you, I love you unconditionally. I love you. Oh, yes, sometimes people feel the hug is too much. Sometimes they feel it's far too much, and they say, knock it off, cool it. And they want to cool my ardor, my unconditional love for them. They want to cool that. And I say, okay. So I relax. And as I relax, that's great. When Rex comes up to me and he wants a hug, he just gets snuggling in next to me. He says, I want a hug. And he pushes himself against me, not trying to push me over or anything, but just saying, I want one of your famous hugs, Herb. I want one of your famous hugs. Give me a hug that I know I have had. And so I grab him and I hug him tight and snuggle him and say, Rex, you're wonderful. Rex, you're fantastic. Rex, I love you. I love you. I love you. And he just melts in my arms. I know my hugs are good. I know hugging is good. I know when I receive a hug from someone else, I can tell instantly whether it's a dilettante hug or whether it's a sincere hug or whether it's a passionate hug or whether it's... I know right away. It doesn't matter. If somebody wants to passionately hug me and think sex and think all that other kind of stuff, let them. That's fine. Doesn't bother me. I don't think that. I don't think that at all. But they think I think that because that's what they're thinking. We're always thinking what we think other people are thinking. And we think these things because we think other people are thinking just like we do, and it's we who are thinking that way. Every hug I've ever given in my life has been an unconditionally loving hug. It's a hug to the degree that the person that I hug can handle it. It's a hug to the degree that the person that I hug is ready for it. And they are ready for it now and always. I will never stop giving hugs. I will never stop giving sincere hugs. I cannot give a fish handshake. I don't know how to do that. I cannot be something that I'm not. I am unconditionally loving at all times, and I'm unconditionally sharing at all times, and I'm always being myself and having fun. Now, can you say that of yourself? Can you say of yourself that you're always being yourself and having fun? Can you say that you always give a sincere, overwhelming hug because that's who you are? You cannot be halfway. You cannot be half-baked. You cannot do it in any other way than being all of you. Songs are written, give me all of you. And it doesn't mean anything other than full attention, full awareness, full love, full recognition that I give you all of me, and it is done. And it is wonderfully done. And it is the way I hug. How do you hug? Think about it. If you hug and you think people are misunderstanding it, then you're doing the misunderstanding. But if you hug with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, if you hug with unconditional love, you will never be misunderstood as far as you're concerned, and you will always give your best as far as you're concerned. Do that today if you like. I know I do. And I feel the better for it. I feel the better for it.